study performed by Carl Braunschwei and colleagues in 2001, researchers looked at the cases of 27 cancer patients and examined the relationship between nutritional intervention methods, meaning if they received enteral or parenteral nutrition, and compared these feeding methods to complications and mortality rates in order to determine whether results supported the use of enteral nutrition instead of parenteral nutrition for patients suffering with cancer. The results of the studies showed that enteral nutrition or tube feedings were associated with a significantly lower risk of infection overall. However, in the studies with which patients had a high rate of protein energy malnutrition, such as cancer cachexia, there was a significantly higher risk of mortality and infections with enteral nutrition rather than parenteral nutrition. Parenteral nutrition was thus determined to be the preferred route of treatment when patients are malnourished. While these practices are best used during cancer therapy, we will now focus on nutritional intervention strategies for after therapy. Once children have entered remission, nutrition rehabilitation may still be needed in order to get the child back into normal feeding and eating patterns. Some of the side effects of chemotherapy may still exist. These side effects, such as diarrhea, constipation, sore mouth, weight loss or poor appetite, and poor digestion, can often be combated nutritionally. For instance, if a patient is suffering from diarrhea, kid-friendly foods that children would benefit from in this state include applesauce or other ripe fruits and vegetables, because these foods contain high amounts of pectin, a water-soluble fiber that can form a soothing coating in the intestines. Yogurt, because it contains beneficial bacteria to the gastrointestinal tract. And high-sodium soups and crackers, because this sodium helps the body retain water loss during diarrhea and helps prevent dehydration. There really can be a wide range of nutrient deficiencies, but there was a very recent study done that actually took a look at the diet of childhood cancer survivors in order to establish what nutrients they were deficient in. In a 2011 study entitled The Dietary Intake After Treatment in Childhood Cancer Survivors, the diet of 50 childhood cancer survivors was assessed with a 3-day food diary recorded by their parents. This was done to see if there were any specific nutrients that childhood cancer survivors were lacking specifically. Of the 50 childhood cancer survivors, 20% of the participants were overweight or obese, 54% were consuming above their estimated energy requirements. More specifically, the 3-day food diary revealed that 50% of children did not meet their requirements for folate, 32% of children did not meet their requirements for calcium, and 44% of children did not meet their requirements for iron.